ஸ்கிருத்தம் நரஞ்சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜாயமுதீரய நஷ்ட பிராயசி அபத்ரேஷு நித்தம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டகி முகம் கருதி வாசலம் பங்குல் லங்கயதி கிரிம் சத்கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுருதினதாரிணம் சைதன்யஈஸ்வரம் பரமானந்த மாதவம். So today is Thursday, July 7th. We are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 1, Text 16. I'm going to read the synonyms first, so we know when we are reciting the prayers how Sukhdev Goswami, at least some idea how Sukhdev Goswami was revealing to us. Evam das pralabdha tricked Munayo, the sages, tan to those boys, Uchu, they spoke, Kupita, angered, Nipa, O King Parikshit, Janayishati, she will give birth, Va, for you, Manda, O fools, Mushalam, to a club, Kula Nashanam, which will destroy the dynasty. Evam pralabdha munayos tan uchu kupita nipa janayashati bho manda mushalam kulanashanam evam pralabdha munayos tan uchu kupita nipa janayashati bho manda mushalam kulanashanam evam pralabdha munayos tan uchu kupita nipa janayashati bho manda mushalam kulanashanam. Please chant. Evam pralabdha munaya kupita nipa janayashati bho manda kushalam kulanashanam evam pralabdha munayas tanuchu kupita nipa janayashati bho manda mushalam kulanasanam. The Vaishnavis. Evam pralabdha munayas tanuchu kupita nipa janayashati bho manda mushalam kulanashanam evam pralabdha munayas tanuchu kupita nipa janayashati bho manda mushalam kulanashanam. Anyone else? Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry. O king, and told the boys, the sages became angry, O king, and told the boys, fools, she will bear you an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty. Purple. The four defects of the conditioned soul, namely, the tendency to commit mistakes, Brahm, illusion, Pramad, imperfect senses, Karana Pathav, and the tendency to cheat, Vipralipsha, are not found in pure devotees of the Lord. Lord Krishna, however, arranged for the young member of his own family, the Jodhu dynasty, to exhibit the dangerous lower propensities of mankind. Thus the Jadava boys imitated the activities of the followers of pseudo-devotional cult. Just before his disappearance, Krishna desired that the sages become angry at the young members of the Jodhu dynasty. In order to teach that Vaishnavas cannot be thought of as foolish, ignorant or mundane, and to reduce the false pride of his own family members, sometimes misguided persons assume the roles of pseudo-devotees and blaspheme the actual process of pure devotional service. And the pure devotees who are surrendered to preaching the mission of the Lord. Such foolish pseudo-devotees think that their hatred or envy of the actual preaching mission of the Lord constitutes bhakti. But in fact, it constitutes the cause of all trouble both for them and for the unfortunate people who follow them. The preachers of pure devotional service expose the pernicious attempts of pseudo-devotees, and similarly the sages headed by Narada, who were all exalted devotees of the Lord, addressed the young boys of the Jodhu dynasty as bewildered fools and told them, within this false womb or false dress of a sadhu, a club will take birth that will be the source of your dynasty's destruction. Especially in India, but now also in the Western countries, there is a class of polluted sense enjoyers who also call themselves Gauriya Vaishnavas and pretend to exhibit the highest state of prema bhakti. They declare that they are on the highest stage of devotion and therefore concerned only with the most intimate affairs of Madhurya Leela as exhibited in Vrindavan. Sometimes they even dress as gopis, making a false show of entering into the pastimes of Krishna without actually following the standard regulations. In the name of prema bhakti, they sometimes commit grievous offense against the pure devotees of Krishna. By this incident concerning the iron club from the so-called womb of Sambha, Lord Krishna himself taught the dangerous results of such pseudo-devotion. Om Jnana Timirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bande aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo 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 Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanto Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishobhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavascha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satvati Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So it appears like 2 weeks we are serving these topics and I'm sure we all somewhere understood. I think on the text 3, Pushkar Prabhu was founding Puri Bharam very nicely, made it very clear. Here in this purport, since Madam Mukha told me this morning, I was looking at a couple points. I'm going to elaborate where this Gopi Bhav or Babaji Sampradaya versus Gauriya Sampradaya, when did it start? If we go in history, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he, after returning to Jagannath Puri, that he is supposed to perform his glorification to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he came to Jagannath Puri. He was a deputy magistrate for the temple. At that time, he was living in a Chattigarh. It's on the main road of Rath Jatra. If you go there, it's called Narayan Chatti. You'll see it's a small room dedicated. It's written, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took birth. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to live there. But then later on, he moved after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur grown up for a while. He was still a young boy. His name was Bimala Prasad. Then they moved to a place called Bhakti Kutir, where ISKCON has a center now. And we have a big building, Nitai Gaur Prabhu runs this. And while he was staying in the Bhakti Kutir, at that time there was no Gauriya. The word Gauriya was not so much prominent. All are one Vaishnava, that's it. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to give classes and he would read Chaitanya Charitamrita where he found after hard struggle. He got a copy. And Bimala Prasad was a young boy. Few incidents took place in this place. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur started training him up even from his childhood. So one day, there was a big Pravachan lecture was going on, and lot of Vaishnavas invited the head of the Vaishnava to come and hear this Kedarnath Dutt, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's other name, previous name. And he did not want to go. After opposing for a while, he is hearing from different listeners the how conclusive Siddhanta was so appealing to the heart that they felt like nourishing and they very glorifying. So Raghunath Das, not Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, one Babaji's name, he agreed to go and he was sitting all the way hidingly that so nobody see. Because he was the leader of the Vaishnavas at that time and there was no Gauri at that time. So after listening for Bhaktivinoda Thakur for a while, he was very surprised. This conclusive Siddhanta is so appealing. So then he came and spoke to him privately. He says, how is this that you didn't take initiation, you don't have a neck beats, yet you are speaking such a high Siddhanta. This is very nice. I like your asserting the essential principle of pure devotional service. So, can you explain how it is? He said, well, first of all, I didn't take initiation because Mahaprabhu didn't tell me who to get initiation from. And next day he had a dream. In the dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told him, go take initiation from Bipin Bihari. So, after that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very gentle, kind to the other Vaishnavas. Even though he knew their character was a big problem, relevant to this chapter, this purport, the whole chapter is about this, that what is Vaishnava, what is not Vaishnava. So, it's funny, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was about 4 or 5 years old, and he already started speaking about Krishna, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was sitting one day in this Bhakti Kutir and he was talking to this Babaji and Bimala Prasad, he just walked by and Babaji Maharaj saw him and you know how the child don't like and show the face? You know, I don't know how you say in English. You know how if the child doesn't like it, like, how do you say it? Anyway, he walked by like this. So then Babaji says, who is this boy? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh, that's my son. He said, why he hates me? He doesn't like me. Why he shows his face like this? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, generally he's gentle and very kind. He says, he hates Sahajiyas. It's like a shock. That Babaji felt like an attack, you know, first time somebody really like despair. As a little young boy, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was like. So then, after a little while, few months, they were giving classes every day, morning and evening. Then one day, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, his name was Bimala Prasad, when he was speaking, sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur would speak and then he would tell Bimala Prasad, you speak. He's a young boy but would speak. Then he would remember that there was many listener, but one, Gangadhar Bhattacharya, he was very attentive and he would ask some questions. So he didn't show up one time in a class and next day something happened that Bimala Prasad started speaking. And then he saw one lady, little unusual in a sense, when the ladies, they come to sit in the class, they look like a lady, is nothing wrong. It's a very gentle way to respect. But this lady came, she looks a little strange. Because it's like looking through under the veil to Bimala Prasad. It was like kind of like a... It's like trying to look but not look, you know, it's like a... I don't know if I'm explaining properly. It was like a little uncomfortable. So Bimala Prasad, young man, he's speaking but he's also trying, who is she? She's trying. So at one point, he says, there are many listeners, and I remember Mr. Bhattacharya was very nice, he used to, but he doesn't come, I hope he's okay. And this lady started cracking up. Something, I don't know. So then, after a little while, Bimala Prasad found himself also paying attention to her, because she, her activities. And then at one point, she said, I'm here. So she's pretending a lady's voice. So then, who are you? He said, I'm the Gangadhar Bhattacharya, the man, the old man. Now she dressed as a Lalita Sakhi. And Bimala Prasad, even though he's a young man, he roared like anger. But not showing the anger, but through the philosophy. He started cutting down what he heard from his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his Shiksha Guru. And he say, so after that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw the whole scenery and he spoke to Bimala Prasad privately after the class. He said, we before it goes out too much, we can reconcile. Let's go and meet. And he's a disciple, Gangadhar Bhattacharya, Mr. Bhattacharya is a disciple of Radha Raman Charan Das Babaji, a famous pseudo devotional practitioner. He is the origin. Till today, thousands and thousands of people are, and all these topics Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, the Smartha Sahajya, is all the 13 prominent Sahajya, 13 groups, Aul, Baul, Kartavaja, Darbes, Neraneri, the whole list goes. Prabhupada gave in Chaitanya Charitamrita the 13. But he is the most prominent Sakhi Vaikhi. So Bimala Prasad and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they went to speak to him, Radha Raman Charan Das Babaji, and he told him, whatever happened, happened, mistake, but you should, let's sit down and talk the philosophy very thoroughly. If we follow Rupa Goswami's path, two things are you are deviating from the Mahaprabhu's mission. Two things, most prominent difference between us and them. One thing was that they do not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in public. So they will concoct some name, like we heard other day, right after Mangalarti, we hear Sri Namamrita, and Prabhupada was pounding in the purport. 2-3 days we read this. How Bhajanitai Go Radhesham. Prabhupada even put it, whole thing. Bhaja Hare Krishna Hare Ram. This is concocted. So many other like this. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bimala Prasad, you don't speak, let me speak gently with them. And in front of him, he spoke, he said, this is a very danger. Because Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if you follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you must follow Swarup Damodar. Because Swarup Damodar knows Mahaprabhu. This is what Prabhupada gave in Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction. Who knows Mahaprabhu? He says, one who follows Rupa Raghunath follows Mahaprabhu. And because our Guru Parampara line, if you look at it, they follow Rupa Raghunath, so we are follower of Mahaprabhu. Those who are not accepting Rupa Raghunath, they are not following Mahaprabhu. They do not know Mahaprabhu. So then he established these two. Now I'm going to give a little technical one point, and it's very important. Please bear with me and try to understand this concept. Srimati Radharani's position, I'm not going to give the whole things about monoism, monotheism, Prabhupada explained, pantheism, monotheistic idea we accept, monoism we don't accept. Monoism does exist, but that's not the complete understanding of Supreme Absolute Truth. Monotheism means God exists, everything comes from Him, He separately exists from all created things. Just like Jesus said, God created heaven and earth, okay? But He existed before that. So that idea is monotheism also. We accept that also, but we are not limited to that. We are going further. Then comes polytheistic idea that many God. We also agree in that sense that all the forms, origin, is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada put this in purport, second canto. Prabhupada says, we pray Govindam Adipurusham. Adipurusham, what is Adipurusham? Adipurusham has two meanings Prabhupada gives. One meaning is that he is the original personality. What do you mean original? What is origin? Means origin, Prabhupada writes, origin of all the object, all the form, all the shape that we see, it's in Krishna. So any form, anything that attracts us is actually in Krishna. Then when we look at Krishna in thoroughly, we'll not be attracted for anything else. Because Krishna is the complete of all object of our love. So this is, in that way, polytheism also we accept. But it is one Krishna. But we never consider jiva. Jivas are not directly from Krishna, even though we say, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada explains that Krishna has an unlimited potency, but he has one potency. One potency, when takes the form, we call Vrishabhanu Nandini or Srimati Radhika. But that one potency is known, unlimited potency, by function and manifestation. By function. Like we call Sandini potency, existence. It is Radharani, but we don't say Radharani. We say existential potency. When we say Sambit potency, Sambit means our relationship with Krishna. That is very important. Srila Prabhupada says, when we take Guru, Diksha, initiation for these two potency, Prabhupada put in 7th chapter, Madhalila 109, also in 6, Madhya 6, 169, you will see, repeat, Prabhupada repeats. He asked that question. The Guru's famous devotees are traveling all over the world, they are delivering thousands of people. What does that mean? And then he answered the question, his own question. He said, means they are getting the cognition potency and pleasure potency in their heart. So cognizant potency means that we want to understand Krishna. And I remember Tamahar Prabhu gave class a couple months back, and one question was very sweetly asked, that since we have a mundane material mind, material senses, how, and the Krishna is absolute, spiritual subject matter, substance is absolute, how the mundane senses mind will ever perceive? So he was reading, I think, Prabhupada's Krishna book, or Prabhupada's purport, and he says, the material mind, material senses can understand and realize the absolute Krishna and Krishna consciousness by the power of devotion, which arises from the lotus feet of the Lord. Very sweet, the way Prabhupada put it. So we understand by the power of devotion, which arises from the lotus feet, means all the pure devotees at the lotus feet, by the mercy of pure devotee, which arises from the lotus feet to our heart. So in that cognizant potency, right now is like a knowledge to us. It binds us, it illuminates us, our heart, with that knowledge. When the heart is illuminated completely, the same knowledge potency will transform into emotion, spiritual emotion. It is not different materials, it's the same substance. It transforms into spiritual emotion. And that binds us by revealing two things in Adilila chapter 4, 60 to 65, these five verses, Prabhupada explains how this takes place in the heart of a devotee. That you listening, Krishna is the only Supreme Absolute Truth. Who is Balaram? Balaram is Krishna, but with the conception of serving Krishna. And Balaram himself declared, I am not God, I am servant of Krishna. Ekala Ishwar Krishna arsa vritta jare jaiche na chai taiche kare nitya. Then you will say, well, Prabhupada says he is also God. Yes, Prabhupada also said that. He is a God on consideration of truth. But consideration of lila, pastimes or relishing, he is not acting as a God, he is acting as a servant of Krishna. Everybody else, all incarnation, they in a pastime they act as a servant of Krishna. But in Krishna lila, Krishna never acts as a servant. He is an enjoyer. He is always enjoying. This is. And when he wants to relish and act as a servant, then he cannot stay in Vrindavan. He has to come to Navadvip as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because giving, distribution of Krishna Prem is a function of devotee, or Krishna comes as a devotee, then he distributes. So this is called cognizant potency. Srila Prabhupada writes, cognizant potency has a two manifestations. It reveals your relationship with the Lord and it binds you with that feeling. And the pleasure potency, it nourishes the heart. So these two potency are the function of initiation or association with pure devotee. So then, the point I was trying to make, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, to that Radha Raman Charan Das Babaji and his group, where all these men dress like a ladies. And it's funny, in Mayapur, you know, in Ishkon Mayapur, it happened. At 1:30 a.m., Bhavananda Maharaj woke us up. I was manager there. And on the fourth floor, there's a light member. I'll never forget that. He had a full-blown tape player singing the Raso dance. And the old man, I can see the whole scenery right now. He was like around 60, 65. And he has all these ladies with him, and they all dress like a gopis. Well, they are ladies, but they all dress. And he had a peacock feather and everything, and he was dancing. Mahasringa Maharaj was there with us. So at 1:30 morning, and we had to go, and Bhavananda Maharaj, of course, told us, tell him to get out right now. So we had to bang the door. It was so loud, they didn't even hear us. Anyway, inside was what? He had a peacock feather, flute. He really looks ugly. I don't mean to insult, but he was 65 years old, wrinkled face. He was like, he dressed like a Krishna, but was really ugly. few days before, in this chapter, there's a famous verse, you know, Samurta Lokalavanya, Nirmukta Lochanam Nina. The beauty of Krishna explained in that five or six, the verse. So beautiful. So we remember in Mayapur, till today in Bengal and Vrindavan, these things is going on. So then the conclusion of Bhaktivinoda Thakur understanding is that we understand polytheistic idea also, then polymorphic monotheism is more appropriate to us. Means that we take one absolute truth, that is monotheism, from him everything comes. But we don't only take Krishna as Supreme Lord. We also take Radharani as Supreme. Proof is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu explained. Radha Krishna Oiche Sada Eki Swarup. Eki Swarup. One. They are one. Radha Krishnas are one. But to release the transcendental mellow of Leela, they take two forms. Radha Krishna Oiche Sada Eki Swarup. Lila ras asadite dhare dui rup. And Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation on this. That just to release this pastime, they have taken two forms. But both are Supreme Absolute Truth. This is our conclusion. And from Krishna, unlimited expansion goes. So as from Radharani, unlimited expansion goes. All the Braja gopis came. So who are the gopis? Who are the Lalita and Bisakha? Who are the gopis? They are Radharani herself in a different mood. This is how Prabhupada explains. So when some living entity who is not transcendental, transcendentally situated in the pleasure potency, expansion, their living entity, conditioned soul, came to purified position or maybe not yet, and they act like a expansion of Lalita Bisakha, this is Mayavad conception. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes, Advaita Acharya had 6 sons, 3 are bona fide. Can you imagine? You meet a person and you ask, who is your father? Mahavishnu. Wow. And who are you? Well, ISKCON founder Acharya says, I am Mayavadi and Sahajiya. Oh, how this happened? And that's how Prabhupada put in the purport. Said the 3 children of Advaita Acharya are Smartha and Mayavadi. Both words he used. And he said the other 3 are bona fide. So in this, we see this Leela taking place. So many factors here. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that imitating some gopis who are expansion of Radharani, who are actually in transcendental internal potency, it is a Mayavad conception that you can think you can become somebody like that. Even, you know, in Vedabhyas you will see there's one devotee named Virabhadra. I guess he was a young boy. Prabhupada asked Kamal Krishna Maharaj, where is Virabhadra? So he is outside. What is doing? Then Kamal Krishna Maharaj answered, oh, he is acting like he's Arjuna. So Prabhupada called him. He said, what are you doing? He said, I am acting like Arjuna. Prabhupada said, that's Mayavadi. And I was thinking, where the Mayavadi is coming here? Prabhupada is so nicely molding us, that conception should be understood thoroughly, that we cannot imitate any personality of the spiritual world. We can enter there as a servant of those personalities. Otherwise, the entrance, you can enter in the Bhomalila maybe, and you will be killed, just like all the Jadavas are going to be killed. It was very interesting, Maharaj made a point that he heard in Vrindavan, other day when Tamar Prabhu giving class, we discussed. You heard that Prabhupada on Thursday, he does not travel. Generally, he did not travel. And if he had to travel, then he take the luggage on Wednesday night. Sruta Kirti Prabhu knows, Harishwari Prabhu also knows. But Prabhupada did not tell us to follow or anything, but he was acting on that. And even a famous story that I was mentioning, that Indira Gandhi's appointment with Prabhupada was on Thursday afternoon. Indira Gandhi is the Prime Minister, very difficult to get an appointment. And she sent the appointment to Prabhupada that, can I meet you? And Prabhupada cancelled it because it was Thursday afternoon. So it's like, why Thursday afternoon? Prabhupada was following, must be something. Well, Thursday afternoon is only 2-3 hours, all these Jadavas, unlimited Jadavas were killed. Now Prabhupada didn't tell the story, but the story is there, floating in Vrindavan, that this incident took place only 2-3 hours on Thursday afternoon, and after evening, everything was over. So Thursday afternoon, Prabhupada was trying to follow. Why? So there is another little story that because Lord Krishna came in the family of moon god. Yes? Krishna, there is 2 dynasty famous. One is a moon god and sun god. And Krishna came in the dynasty of moon god. And we Hare Krishna people follow Krishna. So when we do anything on Thursday afternoon, generally, this Guru Brihaspati, he represents Thursday. He is the predominating deity for Thursday. He is not so much favorable to Krishna. Because, why? Because that Soma, the moon god, he kidnapped Brihaspati's wife. He has anger. Because his wife was kidnapped by the moon god, and Krishna took birth in the moon dynasty, and guess what we follow? Krishna. So there is a little bit touchy. I'm not saying that's what you should do because Prabhupada didn't tell us, but he was following something like that. So it's a little touchy. Now, time is already up. Just to make understanding, from that moment, there was a lot of confusion started, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur tried to solve that, but it did not solve. It became two groups. One is Gauriya. From that day, then Gauriya was born, and those Sahajiya Smartha separate. Until that day was two, one group, became two groups because they didn't want to follow the proper path. Gaur Pramanandi, Hari Hari. Anybody has a comment or question? Yes, Prabhu.
What was the name of this
Raghu? Oh, Radha Ramana Charana Das.
And so,
but
the meeting that he had with Bhakti Siddhanta and with Bhakti Vinod, because they couldn't come to
a conclusion,
that was the beginning of this schism. And then his group broke into 13 different branches of Sahaja, different degrees, I guess. So,
13 branches actually started from Mahaprabhu's time. I have a chart, you know, if you can go back, like for an example, Churadhari. You remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the Muslim tailor in Srivas Thakur house? There was a Muslim tailor used to come. He used to serve Srivas Thakur, doing the tailoring clothing for Srivas Thakur. At one point, Mahaprabhu gave glance towards him and he started, he's a Muslim guy, they're not supposed to drink wine, but he was a little strange. He used to drink wine. But Mahaprabhu was so kind that anybody, even cats and dogs of Srivas Thakur got delivered and Krishna Prem because they were serving a Vaishnava. It is so nice to hear that if anybody served Prabhupada, it does not have to be direct disciple of Prabhupada, anybody serve Prabhupada, Prabhupada mission, they will get Krishna Prem, because this conclusion in that story given, that anybody serve, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, to a pure Vaishnava and his group, they will get. It was very sweet. So when he got it, he didn't understand the philosophy, but he got Krishna Prem and he went to the village, and his wife, Muslim wife, she had a big burqa, and she said, what happened to my husband? Oh, something strange, because Muslims don't chant Hari Bol, and going crazy on the rolling on the ground, crying for Krishna was very unusual. His wife come and hold on to the hand and the body of the husband. Then she got infected with Krishna Prem. Then all the neighbors started coming. The whole Muslim village became devotee by one. But there was a little dark age. Second generation, they heard the pastime, they didn't study. They started concocting philosophy that became Churadhari, one of the 13. So all these are branched out from Mahaprabhu's time, but it was not a properly trained. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's biggest challenge was that everybody is looking for pure love. They are hungry in their heart. But when you talk about hungerness of the stomach, you can feed with, you know, getting some food. But hungerness of the heart is not easy to feed. I mean, I see even in Gainesville in the shop that Krishna consciousness is actual, real, nourishing food. But when you present to them, they think, well, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. Aren't you looking for pure love? Yes. But they don't see, you know, because the heart condition is so deteriorated and so deviated. So that's how all these groups came. It makes sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. And so after that meeting, then we can say the birth of Gauriya Vaishnavism.
Yes, took place also.
Took place.
Yeah. Okay. Also in that pastime, I just want to say, that doesn't mean, please, if you see a Vaishnava, do not think bad way, because it's changing a big deal right now. I personally witnessed. Sripad Radhanath Maharaj was very merciful to him. He would hold my hand always, everywhere he's going, grab my hand. So these Babajis, we went to Haridas Thakur Samadhi, they run by Babaji still, both. The main Mahaprabhu's place is still run by Babaji's in Jagannath Puri. They are, some or other, I don't know what happened, they develop a respect to Radhanath Maharaj so much so that they grabbed us, our hand, and took it to their Acharya's place in room, and that Acharya and we all took prasadam. They served nice prasadam to us. Maharaj spoke to them in English. They don't speak English, but some or other everybody understood. And they spoke very nicely. They appreciate. It was a dramatic. I used to go there from Mayapur in 80s so much. I never saw Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the Babaji's temple written complete. Today you go there. I'm not saying money talks. Of course, the devotee also helped with a lot of money. But I think heart has changed. So Prabhupada is delivering them. That is unbelievable. I was so happy. I almost had tears. Śrīpāda Radhanath Maharaj's group doing something tremendous. Prabhupada is really merciful to those Babajis. And hope within our lifetime we'll see they come back to the one Vaishnava again. It's very nice. Is that okay? Prabhu, you had a question.
In fact, we know Thakur spoke to that big Mayavadi. He said that there was two things he was doing wrong. One, he was not chanting Hare
Krishna. Not Mayavadi. Well, they are Mayavadi, but they are pseudo-devotee. That's how Prabhupada put in Krishna book. Pseudo-devotee, pseudo-devotional practice. They had a tilak just like this.
What was the second one, though?
One was the holy name. Holy name they don't chant in public. And they always, you'll see, they have a chador and they have a japamala underneath. They don't show. They never chant like us. And Bhakti Siddhanta Guru, after that incident, he went on Nagar Kirtan, loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the second point was, no imitation on spiritual practice. Imitation is only done by the Mayavadis. So Prabhupada put both. Said they are smarto and Mayavadi. Our Prabhupada put it in the purport. In first Adilila, chapter 11, 12, 13, you'll see so many purport. Prabhupada heavily putting it. Is that okay, Prabhupada? Thank you. Anything else? Go. Yes, Mata. Yes. He used the example of Putana. I remember that lecture. Imitation is not bad. Haridas Thakur also, he said that. Somebody was imitating in Mayapur for Haridas Thakur, 24 hours chanting. Then he said positive and negative, both. But for our benefit, I remember. Is that one you're talking?
I just thought there should be clarification on this term,
okay,
imitation.
Prabhupada did say, he said imitation is not bad. Actually, I'm sorry, there is another place he also said. In a morning walk on Juhu Beach, Giriraj Maharaj, very nicely he's putting in his book, and Loknath Maharaj asked Prabhupada, so you said Panchatattva chanting in that lecture. Panchatattva chanting is no offense, so why not we just chant Panchatattva? So Prabhupada said, yes, you can chant. Then why you are telling us to chant Hare Krishna? He said, no, you chant Panchatattva, and then when you develop love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you follow what he wants. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to chant Hare Krishna, so we chant Hare Krishna. But we do not chant Hare Krishna without invoking the mercy of Panchatattva. So in that discussion, somebody says about... What about imitating Haridas Thakur, chanting three lakhs? Prabhupada said, imitation not necessarily bad. That's how he said. Imitation not necessarily bad. If you can imitate a great personality's character, their way of singing, chanting, I'm jumping. But you know, Ishan Prabhu, he's not here. But he's here, you can ask him. He was chanting in Prabhupada's tomb in Mayapur. So Prabhupada came out on the baranda and asked Bhavananda Maharaj, who is that singing? So that's Ishan. He He's imitating your voice. So very intelligent. Prabhupada says very intelligent. So imitation not necessarily bad if it is trying to please Prabhupada. So in that sense. But we are talking about imitating Lalita Sakhi Radharani or Visakha. That's bad. Is that okay? Thank you. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.